Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. I am proud to say I love it when I'm the dumbest person in the room. Now, the people in the room may not like that because if you go in with the right attitude, you're going to learn from everybody. But what about when you're the smartest person in the room? Is that a place you want to be? But knowing the group that's listening to me, chances are the answer is yes. You want to wipe the floor with everybody around you, but you get my point. If you're the best in the room and you're practicing with a team every day and you're the best in the room, you're not going to get a whole lot better.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger, your host, and I want to ask you about people. People? What people? Well, there's the old saying, and I've told this to my kids for years, and I'm going to tell it to you. You've heard it. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So now I want you to take a second and think, who are the five people you spend the most time with? Now, kids don't count. I mean, if you're only spending time with your kids, we have to have another conversation. There's nobody else in your life. But that's not the case for most of you, or all of you, I hope. So you're spending time with your spouse, significant other, spousal equivalent, whatever you want to call them, right? That's one. Maybe you got a best friend you spend time with, but who are the five people you spend the most time with? Now, me, I've got a million acquaintances, but very few people I really consider close friends, right? I can probably count it on two hands at most. And I've really become much more selective in the last, 3 to 5 years of who I spend time with. You don't have a lot of time, right? Right now, I'm 56. I'm on the sunset of my life. The odds of me living beyond 112, probably slightly slimmer, but hey, you never know. But the assumption is that the sun is already setting in my life. It's not rising. It's already hit the peak of the sky. And every relationship, every conversation means a lot to me. Now, don't get this wrong. I love spending time with anybody, right? If I'm at the summit in September and we're on a ship and you, listener, come up to me and start chatting, I'm going to love our time together. I'm not going to make any snap judgments of who you are or what you are. Just let's have a conversation and chat. It's not what I'm referring to here. I'm referring to the people you turn to when you have the real deep conversations or the only people you may have in your life. And I made a conscious decision about 3 to 5 years ago to start cutting toxicity out of my life because I found that those five people I was spending time with, some of them were not really in my best interest. I knew them my whole life. Maybe they were best friends from childhood. Maybe they were people I went to college with or dental school or somebody who really meant a lot to me then. But maybe while I was on a journey of self-discovery, of reading, of therapists, of better eating, of exercise, maybe they're still stuck in the frat days where there's drugs or alcohol, no self-improvement, running from job to job. And I think you need to be very, very careful. Because if you're listening to this, chances are you're successful, right? Whether you're an orthodontist or somebody in the orthodontic support industry or a dentist or whoever's listening, you've probably succeeded in some ways in your life in a way that many people you know have not. Now, there's two ways to look at this. These are my homies. These are my best friends. I've known them for 35 years. I'm not going to abandon them, and nobody's asking you to do that. What I am suggesting is somebody who's in their sixth decade of life, who's made more mistakes than I care to admit to, and probably will make many, many more. I've learned along the way. And while my homies, as my good friends, as my bros who you sort of grew up with or what have you, they hold a place in your life. But that place in your life doesn't have to be one of the five people you spend the most time with. Because you will find that if that's the case, they will hold you back. And you may say, I don't care about that, Glenn. I don't care if they hold me back. good for you. At least you're making a conscious decision. I don't care if eating pizza every single day makes me not fit in my clothes anymore. I'm willing to accept that. Now, you may laugh at that, but from an emotional, physical stress perspective, hanging out with people who are dragging you down is exactly the same as eating a whole pizza every day. One is physical, one is mental. But if you're around people who are Eeyores, right? Always negative, passive aggressive, down, negative, right? That's going to have the same exact impact on you as someone who has no job, always needs help, right? Always dragging back your life a little bit, as eating a pizza every single day, just in a different way. They will both shorten your life. Now, you could say, Glenn, I don't want to abandon my friends. They need my help. That's great. But there's a difference between helping somebody out when they need help and constantly being there for somebody who needs help and you give it, called codependency. Again, you're all smart enough. You're all mature enough. You all know your lives well enough. I'm just here as a reminder because today's 5-Minute Friday is really about surrounding yourself with five people who are going to help change your life. I am proud to say I love it when I'm the dumbest person in the room. Now, the people in the room may not like that, but I love it when I'm the stupidest person in the room because if you go in with the right attitude, you're going to learn from everybody. But what about when you're the smartest person in the room? Is that a place you want to be, right? Do you really want to be the best? I mean, I was going to say athletics. Do you want to be the best athlete in the room? But knowing the group that's listening to me, chances are the answer is yes. You want to wipe the floor with everybody around you, but you get my point. If you're the best in the room and you're practicing with a team every day and you're the best in the room, you're not going to get a whole lot better, right? Iron sharpens iron. So what I'm challenging you with is to sit down and really examine right now the five people you spend the most time with. And if some tweaks need to be made, make those tweaks. Because sticking with that crowd for the rest of your life, I guarantee you, is going to drag you down. So please, give it some thought. Know that I'm always here for you. Hey, you know what? If you ever come to Summit, I guarantee the people you'll be with there are going to be good people. Go to OP Summit 2024 to sign up for this year's Summit at Sea. I think we already have like 900 people already registered for it 8 months in advance. So definitely go check it out. It's going to be amazing. I promise you, a good time with everybody there. And just know, if you need me for anything, reach out to me. I'm always here to help. Wishing you a great day. Take care.